Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my fabulous co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi. Hi, Jackie.
Ronnie.
Skinny little Jackie.
Yeah, well, yeah. Okay. Good to be with you, everyone, as always, on April Fool's Day. And tonight's show, The Release of Control.
Oh, Lordy, not that one.
I know, I've got claw marks all over everything. So tonight we're going to talk about the changes that are afoot, and some people are in the middle of crisis right now, and some physical, some emotional, some financial. So how do we let go of control when things are falling down around us and we're faced with fear and rage, the unknown, feelings of being abandoned in our time of need? This is a tough one, really a tough one. And tonight's dedication, I would really like with everybody, if you would, and you know, Ronnie, I don't normally do this, but for our darling Squirrel and Astrid in Norway, for Squirrel in Wyoming, to hold them in the highest of light. You know, also my daughter, I would really, Michelle, so we would certainly appreciate all of the energy that you can send to all three of them. Greatly appreciate it. I hope I haven't left anybody out. If I have and you're listening, just throw your name in the hat.
My grandson, Dade, just broke his leg last night.
Oh, and Dade, then. Oh, darling Dade.
Five-year-old
right,
Dade, yeah. He's suffering.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
But well, he'll get to write on his cast, right?
Yes, a poor little baby. There's nothing worse than when a baby voice is heard. For a baby girl.
Yeah, that's hard.
Okay, I'm going to read this little piece here about control. I love this. This was from, Starchild. God, I can't even think of it. Celia Fan. Okay. If there's any great shift and change in our being and the way in which we live as we come to conscious awakening, it is the understanding that we live in a collective dream that is created by all of us on many levels. We are not in control. And the more we release the need to control and manipulate, the more we learn to make choices within that collective reality, the more easily we can align with the flow of divine abundance and love and peace that is always there. When we can feel that flow of love, then we can easily make choices that ensure that we align with that flow and can create and draw on the energy of divine love. The release of control does not mean that we accept that we will spin into chaos and lack. Quite the opposite. Once we relinquish the need to control from the limited perception of the mind and move into acceptance of the ultimate good and benevolence of all life, we move into the vibration and frequency of harmony and balance, of divine will and order, and of the light codes of divine power that shape the flow of abundance into blessings and grace. And the more choices are offered to us as conduits for these divine blessings of love. The key here really is the ability to just give up and to surrender and accept that at times we need to allow periods of readjustment and realignment. This is where I found myself after the turbulence of the past few months. Yes, she and I, except I have claw marks, she probably doesn't. As I feel the
different style of grace.
Yeah, okay. That is not my middle name. As I feel the incoming cosmic light codes for this year, I know that the focus will be on harmony and balance in this year. We are seeing the flowering of the seeds of love that were planted. This really comes out of the intensive. Were planted 2,000 years ago in the life and teachings of the avatars Yeshua and Miriam, also known as Jesus and Mary Magdalene. They were the ones who carried the seeds in Israel and in France, and for many years the seeds lay dormant in the darkness. Now they are flowering forth as we awaken to the light seeds within, and in this year we will work with the energy of harmony and balance and relationship. Oh, please, God, that's all I need is to hit that one. at any rate,
that's the April Fool's part.
Yeah, right. I'm going to go on in a minute, read some of my own notes, but this really struck me deeply because of the people that I see, and my, including myself and you, Veronica, where, and I have others as well, where we're hitting these kind of bumps in the road where some more extreme than others. Where,
can I tell you our bump in the road?
Yes, please.
You know how Bob's bringing his projects forward and it's all very exciting. And
yes.
So the other night he's going, I'm so tired, but I've just got this to do tonight. And we had a tremendous flood as the full moon hit, and we've just been doing that since.
You had a flood in the house?
Yeah, quite an interesting flood that swilled through the basement where all his work is, you know. Didn't wreck anything, but it was just really extreme.
Wow.
Yeah, it was quite, we're going, okay, can't take one more thing, so you get this, and everything stopped. But there's been some good sides of it as well. So he received some information of very big support, like later in the evening, as if it was the other kind of flood, you know. But still, it's been quite a harassing thing. And then my grandson broke his leg, so.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going, oh, okay, next.
Well, these things out of the blue right now that are coming up, really bizarre things. And so there's a perfect example. Plus, you were losing weight and actually worried about it, weren't you, Veronica?
Yes, I've just started a battery of tests, but I have this weird feeling that it's stopped dropping off all of a sudden. You know,
yes.
Just like, oh, whatever it is stopped. So
yes.
I'm not so worried. I have good energy and I'm feeling well. I just was a lot slimmer.
I don't know, but when they take your blood, send me a vial.
Well, you know, anyway, it's a funny time. We're just, and then you sent your description of what the show was going to be. I'm going, oh, hey, isn't that just about perfect? Here we are in a big Libra full moon. I wonder if it's Libra's sense of humor as we slide into April Fool's Day. So,
well, yeah, haha. Certainly Squirrel, and I don't want to talk about her personal circumstances, but she's had a huge challenge that came in. We could call it an opportunity. That would be just too, you know, goody two-shoes metaphysical. Right now it's just a huge challenge.
Aww.
Darling Astrid in Norway ended up in the hospital. Of course, I knew they wouldn't find anything. She has this incredible itching, and she's turned red. And so we're going through a lot of physical resetting right now. And so, you know, I'm finding this to be a real interesting. That's why, when you had emailed me about the weight loss, and I thought, oh. And I think at the time you emailed me was before I went into the homeopathic MD, and I literally could barely get up and down the stairs. I was just so out of it.
Really?
Completely out of it. And after every session, I would just lay over the table because I couldn't breathe.
Aww.
So, I mean, literally just kind of fall over the top of it. I wasn't even getting on it. So, you know, what I'm seeing is that we're going through these kind of really massive resets, and so the whole thing about letting go of control just hit me so hard. And we are hitting some bumps in the road right now, but what I'm clear about is that it's really leading to something better, even if they create fear and uncertainty in us. And believe, you know, and I say this to the people who are having extreme challenges right now, that it can be incredibly frightening, and I know that. I know that for me, I mean, I was really at a point where I just thought, okay, this is it, I'm done, you know. my body is just worn out, it's over, you know. It's really imperative to let go, and if you can, okay, this is a big challenge, and I know it is, and know that you are being led to something better and greater than you know. That's the difficult one, is that, you know, as you found with Bob the other night, okay? It's very difficult to let go of control. It's one of the things that, especially all of us as very powerful beings, and then the questions come up. It's supposed to be better, so why am I having difficulties with health or finances or loss or whatever the challenge, you know? And so, you know, this can be, it's frightening because it's like, why am I being left behind? We are going through a reset in our lives. It can look very, very scary. But if we can let go of control, we can be led to a different path, one that can ultimately lead us to a greater destiny, greater health, more love, our optimal future, if we will just trust. And I can only use myself as an example because I was so resistant to going to Dr. Milne, who I went to 15 years ago. I know he's brilliant. People come in from all over the world to see him. But I got so damn scared, I finally said, okay, I will go. And I made people, you know, I hate to take off work. I'm one of those diligent people. Bob understands this one. I'm one of those diligent people. I'm there no matter rain or shine. I'm like the damn postman. And whether I can breathe or walk, doesn't matter. I'll be there doing sessions. And plus, he's very, very expensive. And I finally said, you know, the team was like, go to him now. And I finally got it. And I said, all right. It was like if they didn't push me to the point of complete and absolute discomfort, I wouldn't give in. Which just only speaks to how stubborn I am. I own that, everybody. Believe me, just because I do this does not make me smarter. Or less resistant. And I know that my stubbornness has helped me in certain areas, but it's a real pain in the butt in others. And
persistence, Bob calls it.
Yeah, right. Well, I don't know. Persistence, pain in the ass, whichever it is. So, and bless everybody, after last week's show, I had people sending in things, you know, try this, you know, vegetable, it was, you know, quinoa, you know, there's the other people recommending different protein stuff, which I cannot do. Believe me, if I could, I'd be doing it. And, I mean, I've been almost a year without protein, so that's pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
The body just can't, and I mean, so I give my body credit for lasting as long as it has.
Well, I think the team is pretty amazing. You're living on magic, girl. You'd be like Bashar, who doesn't need to eat anymore.
Yeah, right. So I was telling Veronica before the show, I walked into him, and the minute he saw me, and last time I'd seen him, I was in real estate. I was not doing this. And he said, you're a hands-on healer, blah, blah, blah. Threw me on the table. And, man, he just went through me from one end to the other. And, I mean, like a mad scientist, you know, he was sticking needles, you know, the acupuncture needles and, you know, these things around my ears, between my legs with vibrations. At any rate, it was totally amazing for me because all the things that I have been dealing with for years that have been of big levels of discomfort, he absolutely either corrected or is in the process of correcting in a matter of minutes. And I didn't even have to tell him. He found them. He knew by looking. And I'm just like, okay. The whole time I'm there, I'm thinking, you know, the team is laughing their hineys off. Okay.
Do they have hineys?
Of course they do. Well, I mean, I'm
going to
get crap on the air. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that would imply that they didn't sit if they didn't have a hiney. And I'm not going to go into the anatomical things, but yeah, the majority of them do. Not all. Some are just a beam of light. I am, and the interesting thing was all my breathing problems were focused around the food out, different things that was happening. And literally, he had them corrected in, it's been a day and a half. So,
are you eating pork chops now?
No, not, you mean that barbecue big See that side of pork I got downstairs? No, I am eating, because he did say you're a type O, and he said, because I said, you know, I've been trying to eat vegetable protein and I projectile vomit, and he said, you can't. I had no amino acids at all. It's just a miracle that my body was functioning at all. It was actually hysterically funny. So,
laugh?
Well, he's not a laughing kind of guy, you know. I always think I'm pretty funny, and he'd just look at me like, So,
that's funny.
It is, so you have no idea how funny. But he was excited because he knew that, you know, the adjustments he was making were going to make a big difference. Now, here's the thing, and I really want to say this. Where we are right now, physically, and this is a very big issue, because we're going through such massive changes right now, what works today may not work tomorrow.
Oh, right.
Our bodies are going through some massive shifts energetically. So, you know, if you know today that these foods work for me, test them tomorrow, because they may not. Now, one thing he had me do, just for whatever it's worth, because I've used a pendulum and this and that, he had me hold the substance in my hand and close my eyes and wait for my body to be the pendulum. If the body rocked, don't eat it. If the body stayed solid and strong, it was okay.
Ah.
And I thought that was a really great test.
What did you hold the pendulum by your stomach?
No pendulum, the food.
Aha. And then you rock on your heels?
No. You literally get flat-footed. You hold the food product, whatever it is.
Okay.
Both hands up by your belly. You don't have to stick it on your chest or anything. And stand there solidly with legs apart a little bit and feet apart a little bit. And if the body, with your eyes closed, if the body starts to rock, don't
eat. See, a natural reaction of its own.
That's right. Mm. The body is responding to the food or the substance, whatever the substance may be. Now, I found this to be fascinating because, you know, we kind of went through different things, and we all understand that food allergies come about through stress to the body, et cetera. A lot of things he talked about were about the teeth. And so, Veronica, when you come back to town, you got to go see him.
Yeah,
because
I will.
He said, did you have a lot of work done in your mouth? And I said, yes. And he said, normally what I do is B-complex shots all along the gums and to kind of reset the mouth from all the dental work.
Oh, did they hurt? Are you going to have them, or did you have them? Or
No. He didn't want to do that this time because he has all these other things he's working on. And there's so many layers, he's just trying to clear the layers before he hits me with something else. You know, he didn't want to send me out of there spinning. I already was.
Sounds like he's pretty sensitive and kind, eh?
He's actually really wonderful. And it, very advanced soul. I mean, he sends you home with a big, you know, his manual, which he was actually consultant for the book Fit for Life.
Oh, was he?
Yes. And then what he found from that book, which was really interesting, is not everybody could eat all the vegetables, which set him off on this whole thing of food allergies. And so his whole book is about, you know, energies of foods and combining and this and that. And what just it's so much information. He gives you this big binder because He can't give it all to you in a visit.
Hmm.
So, anyway, it's just fascinating. It's been a fascinating experience for me, but I want to share with everybody that so much of this, he looks at candida and a lot of these problems as beginning in the mouth, primarily with, which you know everybody knows this, with the amalgam fillings. But he treats them with the B-complex shots all around the teeth to reset the energy in the mouth. I thought that was fascinating.
I've never heard of such a thing. It sure makes sense, doesn't it?
Oh, my God, yes. I mean, brilliant. I'm telling you, he's like a Bob, you know, in a smock. And
with more of a physical orientation.
Yes, absolutely. So I'm sharing this with everybody because these are great things to kind of know.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are having gum problems, and a lot of people are having all of a sudden having food allergies or, you know, breathing problems or weight problems. Things are not used to having, and it's because we're going through this big reset.
Mm-hmm.
Other thing that did not come from him, but I was talking with someone who's Lebanese the other night, and as I was looking at her, and this is actually a friend of mine, but as I was looking at her, I said, you know, every doctor you've gone, she's been to every doctor in Las Vegas. She had to move because she ran through all of them here. And that's a joke. But she would go to these different doctors, and for a couple of weeks, she'd be great, and then she'd go downhill again. Well, this had to do with lineage. She has a very strong lineage piece. And for those of you that have strong lineage, Jewish, Russian, Italian, Norwegian, any of the Middle Eastern, blah, blah, blah. Okay, if you have a strong lineage piece, you have kind of a built-in thing, a built-in save, that your body will reset itself in order to keep the species going.
Oh, no really? Matter. That's very practical.
Yes, okay. And I saw this as I'm talking to her, and I'm going, whoa, no wonder. Okay, you do really well, and then your antibodies reset, and your histamines reset, and your body then starts fighting the new product. So, you know, this was a very interesting piece that I will share with him because it's one I'd never seen before.
Hmm.
And so I know this is kind of turning into a health night, which, you know, but I'm fascinated by these pieces and by how many people are looking at what am I doing, what am I not doing, and you can all of a sudden, and I want y'all to be aware of this, all of a sudden have sensitivity to wheat. Lots of people go to spelt. Spelt's a wheat product. Most people don't know that.
Hmm.
I didn't know that. But things, benign things that you think you would never be allergic to, that's why using your body to test it is such a great idea, and recognizing that because we're going through such huge frequency shifts and resetting, that our body all of a sudden can start being sensitive to things it's never been sensitive to before.
Hmm.
So for whatever that's worth for everybody, I hope this helps. Okay, if your weight is going one direction or the only you would lose weight. Okay.
Well, you know, it's not my style to lose weight. I've never been particularly thin, you know.
Oh, I think you're thin.
Stop it. But it's just not my style to lose weight. I think I've done it 3 times before. Once was hitchhiking through Africa.
Oh, yeah. I'd lose weight because I'd be the one running.
But we hitchhiked through the intensive, so, I mean, we made it through quite a few continents that night.
Oh, boy, did we ever.
And that's probably since then I've lost the weight, right?
Well, again, these are energetic resets, and, you know, that's the intensive sent me right over the edge because I didn't have the reserves.
Right.
And I really didn't have the reserves. But my whole goal is to be strong enough that I can do anything.
Well, your team is pretty good at keeping you going.
It's a miracle. I don't know how the hell. I'm surprised they haven't just stuck a stick down my throat and propped me up somewhere.
You're just too entertaining.
So the question that I know for any of you is, why do I have these challenges and why have I been forgotten? What's wrong with me? And the answer is absolutely nothing. Everything's right with you. It's so important for you all to remember that. You know, why you're facing this, because you're the way showers, the courageous ones. And I know many of you are like, well, what about elegance? And believe me, I'm in that line, you know. But these are really to take us deeper into trust, because what I see coming is going to be so massive that we're going to have to really kind of think on our feet and be ahead of the game in terms of being able to understand how to be quick about making adjustments and so on, having lots of support in our lives, especially because our hormones are going through massive shifts, because we're changing, period. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about that. We are going through not only an energetic shift, but a physiological shift. And, you know, I've been swearing this one up and down forever, and I'm one of those people that in a matter of days, I can look like I'm dying one moment. In 2 days, I look like I've had 2 weeks of rest, and I look fabulous. You know, this is the frustration I have. I can go into a doctor, they look at me and go, you look great. I don't understand.
That's really funny.
It is funny, but I mean, it's true. So
I feel like the universal frequencies are like acupuncture needles lately, where they just kind of pong, and there you are, kind of, woohoo, I'm alive, you know.
Yes. Well, and a lot of
food.
A lot of people are not asymptomatic anymore, you know, are symptomatic, they're asymptomatic. Nothing is like it should be, you know, right now. It's kind of like Alice in Wonderland. You really don't know what to expect or what it looks like. And
well, it occurred to me today, because we've had so many things happen, and I thought, well, we're told it's speeding up faster and faster, the change and what you're calling the reset, which I really agree with. And I know we have to move things through. We have to move things fast. We have to be able to adjust to everything right now. It's not good and it's not bad. It's just a lot of stuff, right?
There you go. That's absolutely it. Now,
that made me
those
laugh.
That are having other kinds of challenges, okay, mm-hmm. where, you know, and having been there, I understand this one, where you're up against great loss, okay? Things seem to be falling apart in your life and you literally are facing great loss. For those people, when I look at it, I can see where they're being led to their greatest work on the other side of it, that this is the piece that it takes to get them to do the thing they came here to do, to help literally impact the world. It's really tough to say to somebody, hey, this is happening to you because, mm-hmm. because who the hell wants to hear that?
Yeah, this is a good thing. Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly. You know, kiss mine. You know. However, I have been there. I have lost everything more than once in my life. Okay, and I've been on the street. I've, you know, you name it, I've done it. And in every case, my relationship with God, that intimate part of absolute trust, has led me through magically to unbelievable things. I don't know how it worked. I can't tell you. If I look back on it and somebody said, well, how did you get the money? How did you do this? I have no clue. Absolutely none. Because from a logical perspective, there's no logic involved. It's pure magic for me. And I know that's there for all of us. Absolutely for all of us. It's just sometimes we have to be pushed through it to really get it. Including for love. Some people they've been waiting for love all their lives, and sometimes it takes a crisis to push them into a situation to end up with love. That's a tough one, and I don't want to be the bearer of these tidings, but I can tell you that what may look disastrous in one moment can be the greatest thing that ever happened to you in the next.
I've experienced that in my life as well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And having the trust and letting go and saying, okay, I surrender. I mean, God knows I've had to go to the surrender piece. Especially when I first had the cancer and it was so big. And I watched the prognosis change from 1 week to the next. The first week was, you're a dead person. The next week it was a totally different prognosis, and there had been no exam in between.
Hmm.
So to me, that's pure magic.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know it can happen. You know, I know that this is what's going on with us right now. And for us, all of us that are, you know, everybody listening to this show tonight, and whoever listens at a later time, if we're having challenges, ultimately, I absolutely know this, we're being led to something wonderful. It may not look like it. It may not look like it at all. And it may come in a big, huge disguise. But ultimately, that's where we're going. Joan Ocean, who was a psychotherapist, all right, and anybody who knows who Joan Ocean is, she works with dolphins in Hawaii, has written books, does dolphin swims, does seminars. She's done birthing in Russia and the Black Sea with children, with the dolphins. I mean, her experiences are so broad. She lost everything and ended up, somebody facilitated a trip to Alaska to see the whales in Alaska, really up front in a campground in the cold and the rain and everything. And she connected with a whale who literally beached itself and looked into her eye. And her life was changed overnight. Here she is with nothing, in the rain, in a tent, soaked to the bone, has lost everything she owns. And in a moment, her life was changed. She has one of the most elegant lives I've ever seen. So I know this stuff works. I know where we're all being led, and it's something marvelous. It's not bad. It's not the end. It's not. It really is better than we can imagine. So anyway, let me bring in the team. Sorry, everybody. I don't have a headset tonight. I've blown every headset and every phone. So this is the last one. If I go out, the team's on their own if this phone goes out.
Maybe they don't need a phone.
I have 6 phones in the house. None of them work. All right, everyone. So good to be with you tonight. Well, the channel didn't leave us a lot of time. Veronica, good to be with you, dear one. And to all of you out there listening, we send our great love and our great support to all of you. Now, control. Oh, goodness. Oh, as humans, you're so good at this game. Now, we know this is going to be shocking to you, but you're holding on so tightly, so many of you, to an illusion, hoping against hope that you can change it or shift it, which you can, but not by holding on to it. Now, there are all kinds of tools for you to use. Reality creation tools. You need to take them out and sharpen them up. And certainly you can go to Lazarus' website. There's a plethora of tools on there. Reality creation tools. Now, yes, some of you we know are feeling somewhat challenged, and certainly the energies are like being in a little tiny rowboat in the middle of a storm for some of you, feeling, oh, my God, you know, I made it through this, and, oh, Lord, here comes another one. Some of you are having extreme weather wherever you live on the planet.
We are.
Are you, dear?
Yes, we had floods and wild winds.
Yes, the channels had winds here as well and complained, oh, terribly. Which she thinks nobody hears her, but we do. Now,
I don't mean to laugh, but we're all kind of hearing it's going to happen, and then it happens, and it seems to be unexpected, but we expect it, don't we?
Yes, yes. Well, again, you're having lots of changes, lots of shifts, lots of things that don't make sense, all right? You know, you're not used to a lot of these weather patterns, and the weather patterns are different kind of all over the planet right now. Now, for some of you, these weather patterns can feel very disruptive, especially when you have a lot of wind, or you getting rains that are blowing every which way. Things feeling very unstable. And they are. That's merely an outer reflection of what's going on inside of you, everyone, going on in your energy field. This being blown about and shifted and pummeled, and it's merely a reflection of what you're all experiencing. Now, for some of you, you may want to go hide under the covers. Now, all right, letting go of control. How do you let go of control when you're a reality creator? Now, we see this as one of the conflicts that some of you may have difficulty with, all right? Well, if I'm a reality creator and I create my own reality, how do I let go? And the point being this, sometimes you're so set on a reality that may be limited compared to where you're going. And this can include your health, people. It can be everything. Now, although some of you don't feel like it, you know, we talk about, especially in the sessions, reversal of aging, rejuvenation. That's a real thing. That's coming. And in order for it to come, some of you may go through some very uncomfortable times. Now, you're not going to die. But you may have days where you don't feel too hot as you let go of some of the heaviness and the thickness and the emotional densities and all kinds of things. Now, the weather patterns also, if you can look at it from this perspective, the Earth is going through her changes as well. Now the Earth doesn't hold on and try to control, because the Earth is smart enough to know that there are other things going on and that they're being assisted. It's only you humans that in your naivete, somewhere along the way, decided that you knew better than the universe. As you stomp your foot saying, I want this. Now.
That is hard when you're trying to learn to be consciously creating all the time, isn't it?
Yes, it does feel like a conflict.
It does, yes.
Yes, we understand that. Now, this is where developing really close relationships with higher selves is so important. To be able to tap into that dialogue. Is it time for me to let go? All right? Do I need to let go? All right. I'm going to create my dreams. I'm going to drop it in over here. You know, go to the causal plane. How, whatever way you all do it, doesn't matter. You all have your ways.
However, there are times when there are greater things planned for you than you know. If you look back over your histories, certainly many of you can remember times when had you gotten your way, you would have missed wonderful opportunities.
Yes, I remember that.
Yes. Now, take that and square it, and that's where you are today. You still can't really imagine what the world is going to be like and what your world. Now, we know, we encourage you to dream big and then dream bigger. And then you hold on for dear life to the limited experiences you have going, no, I don't want to let go, I don't want to let go. Because this is the known. I feel safe here. Now you have to let go of something. At what point are you willing to trust? At what point are you willing to trust? Now, for some of you, may stick your toes in the water a little bit. Let's see. Oh, don't know. Pretty deep. Trusting. We know several people that have lost their homes. One of them absolutely said, all right, you know, if I lose my home, then what I really want is a place to live on the water and so on and so forth. And, oh, there it was. Something she dreamed of. Now she didn't have enough money to get in there, and then she got a phone call for a contract or something that provided her the money to get into that home.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all right. Some of you have been resistant to coming forward with your gifts. One in particular who's a phenomenal writer. And sometimes, for some of you, you have to hit crises in order to really get in touch, to really be able to write something that moves people, that really moves them. Sometimes in order to get there, you have to really be touched, because some of you have this plexiglass shield around you, this very strong shield that just as soon not let anybody in. Oh, there's so many different things for all of you. Some of you want relationships, and some of you are totally resistant to them, even though you claim you want them. So we warn all of you, you don't know what's coming right now. There are things coming in that are definitely going to surprise a lot of you. Now, you're the map makers, you're the reality creators, you're the ones out front, people. The inspirers. And if you hang on to the known, and we're talking to our channel as well, if you hang on to the known, afraid to let go, you can never make that beautiful shift, that wonderful step into all the wonder and love that is held for you, that's coming towards you, because you're so busy holding on to what you know. Now, you're going across the bridge right now. A big one. We promise nobody's going to die. Nobody's going to, you know, have a heart attack, fall off, whatever. So you may have days where you don't feel very good, and we understand that. And certainly there are lots of things that you can try. The channel was right talking about food allergies, things. We understand that some of these things are going to be challenging, but it can change again the next week, so hang in there. And dear Veronica, who was losing weight,
Everybody's laughing. I'm not that skinny, actually.
Oh, you're not a very big person at all. So, do you have any questions for Hanukkah?
You know, I'm thinking about how creating our reality and predictions and all of that is kind of a blur, isn't it? So that even the predictions that we think are, we know are coming up don't really happen right now, do they?
All right.
I'm playing with this one. I'm not, you know, it's...
All right. Well, let's look at it this way. Subjective realities. You know, we've talked about this and talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
Subjective reality. Now, you're going to get even more aware that when you interact with people, all right, and this is one that the channel had a big problem with, is that the observer becomes part of the process, always.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that means that whoever you're working with, on whatever level that may be, in whatever arena even, you better find someone who is either a very neutral observer or holds very high visions. Do you understand?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
All right, now we're back to the wave and particle theory here. This is a quantum theory. Because the observer, the co-participant, is part of your reality creation. So when you work with people, be aware that whoever you work with has a very broad vision and doesn't try to pigeonhole anybody. You understand what we mean by that?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
All right, constantly looking for expansive ideas, because when you say, you know, how can you really read reality right now? Well, you can't. You can read your version of reality.
But it's not very, it's so flexible, it moves in a heartbeat, doesn't it?
At the moment you name it,
mm-hmm.
it changes.
That's kind of exciting, actually.
Yes, it is. And it can be very exciting in the positive on one side, and on the negative on the other. Do you understand?
I sure do, that's right.
All right. Now, this is going to be a big encouragement for all of you to look at who you're having friendships with. Think about this, Veronica.
Yes.
You want to be having friendships with people that are really open to all possibilities, to exciting possibilities, not to negative possibilities.
Right.
All right. So that when you're together, your energy field expands, as does theirs, to encompass even greater possibilities.
So you're saying we charge each other up, eh?
Exactly, and expand each other. So that if you come together and you have this very expanded area, there's all kinds of potential realities. You know exactly what we're talking about. If you come together with somebody who's very narrow.
Right.
All right, there you go, pushing the boulder up the hill, don't you? Because they're not open to your visions.
And you just can't afford that kind of time these days and heart.
Well, you're going to end up being exhausted when you go work with those kinds of people, whether you realize it or not.
Yes, I know.
Because you're constantly trying to push that ceiling out. As they're trying to push down. So, the other thing we'd say to you is value your time. Value your gifts. Be selective about who you work with. Is this person really ready to expand their world? To expand their options? Because everyone you work with, it's a co-creative process. It's you, when you work with somebody, Veronica, you, your guides, and the client.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It becomes a co-creative experience.
And we'll have to sign off in about a minute and a half or 2 minutes.
All right, Veronica, talk about your shows.
Well, my next week show is kind of fun. It's C.J. Kallman, and he's talking about 2012. He's a Swedish scientist that has studied the Mayan calendar and is really one of the big experts these days.
Oh, exciting.
He's very exciting. He talks about the transcendent energy in the universe, and I think it's going to be very, very interesting.
Good.
Yes, I don't know what we're going to do on Radiance by Design next Thursday, but it'll be a call-in show, and we'll pick a subject that's relevant, probably to something that Dr. Kallman talks about.
Excellent. And you're on just before this show, aren't you?
That's right, 7 o'clock Thursday, just before
right.
You.
All right, now we'd like to talk to all of you about expanded possibilities, dreaming bigger, all right? Now, here's what we want to say to you. Some mornings you're going to wake up, sometimes even in the middle of the night, and feel a little shaken up. Like, all of a sudden, things don't feel solid. You're going to experience more and more of this, by the way. And they aren't. And you're going through, literally, a reset. You're just more aware of it. And it may feel a little unnerving, all right? Now, this is where we encourage you to trust that you're really being watched over and lovingly cared for, all of you. All of you. You will make it through this, we promise you. If you're feeling uncomfortable, again, monitor what you're doing for yourselves. All right? What kind of foods are you eating? Does it need to change? You know, do you need to change this today or that tomorrow? That's okay. Likewise with your exercise routines, all kinds of things. Even the people you spend time with. Pay attention to how you feel when you leave them. Do you feel expanded or depleted? More and more you're going to be cognizant of all of these things in a very accelerated way. A very accelerated way. Now, we would ask that you call us in tonight to work with you. All right? Again, we've done this before. On expanding your dreams. And we'd like you to take this next week to really think about it. Take a few moments in the morning or at night. What do I want to dream? What's my real dream? Now, you know, for some of you may say, well, I want to live in France or Italy or fine. What would you do there? Well, I want to write a book. All right, so you want to be a successful author. In other words, start expanding on, okay, where am I going to be? What am I going to be doing? How am I going to create, all right, my abundance and my reality? Now, for framework, all right, don't nail it down with a, you know, a hammer and a nail, for crying out loud, but frameworks. What do you have to write about? What is burning inside of you to share? You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So we are happy to join with you, so you're welcome to call us in. All right? And all of your guides and your higher self tonight and your soul, and we'll have a little meeting tonight about having some fun, potential realities. Know that we love each and every one of you so very, very much. We are so proud of all of you for all that you're doing, for your courageous, courageous movements during this extraordinary time, for your commitment to growth, and for your willingness to take on the challenges. Veronica, of course, we love you so, dear one.
Thank you. I love you too.
You will be fine. You're not going to end up just a little bony thing.
Thank you.
All right. Until we speak with all of you again in this format, and until tonight, if you call us in, namaste, dear ones.
Namaste. Good night, everyone.